From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The United Nations takes on racism in the United States. A UN committee has issued an appeal to the United States to repudiate racially motivated crimes and hate speech following the recent deadly white supremacist rally in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, and warned that a failure to do so could spark more violence. A statement Wednesday by the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination cited the failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist violent events in the U.S. On it, the panel of rights experts highlight their concern at the horrific events and overly racist slogans, chants, and salutes of white supremacist groups who were at a rally on the 11-12 of August. Anastasia Crickley is chairperson of the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination.
If those things are not condemned unequivocally at the highest level, then there is a possibility that others can get the idea that they are appropriate and that they are conduct which is, if not condoned, at least will not be rejected.
The statement did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump, who was widely criticized for blaming both sides for violence that erupted at a rally organized by neo-Nazis and white nationalists. 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed when a man associated with the white nationalist plowed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. Trump once again defended his response to the violence in Charlottesville at a rally last night in Arizona, at which he vowed to shut down the U.S. government in order to get a wall built along the southern border it shares with Mexico. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A meeting between senior U.S. presidential adviser Jared Kushner and Egypt's foreign ministry has been postponed in an apparent protest of the U.S. decision to cut aid to Egypt. Egypt's foreign minister, Sama Shoukry, was to meet with Kushner and other U.S. officials Wednesday, but a revised version of Shoukry's schedule showed the meeting had been called off. However, the president of Egypt did meet with the U.S. delegation later in the day. The apparent protest came after a U.S. decision to cut nearly $100 million in economic and military aid to Egypt and delay nearly $200 million more in military financing. The cuts were made in response to Egypt's failure to make human rights improvements and to relax harsh restrictions on civic and other non-governmental organizations. A suicide car bomber set off a blast Wednesday in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, killing at least five people and wounding 38 others. Local officials said the attack in Lashkargah, the provincial capital, happened near a police headquarters where people were gathered outside. Two women and two soldiers were among those killed. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. The commander of the Navy's Asia-based 7th Fleet has been dismissed. A two-sentence statement issued by the Navy said Adam Scott Swift, commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, had relieved Vice Admiral Joseph Acoin due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. The move follows four Navy accidents in the Pacific since late January, including two collisions that left sailors dead and missing. Angolans cast their ballots today in the first election in decades that doesn't include the longtime president there.
José Eduardo dos Santos is stepping down after 38 years in power. Five parties are challenging his powerful People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, which has ruled since independence in 1975 and is widely expected to win again. Already, the two main opposition parties, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, or UNITA, and Broad Convergence for the Salvation of Angola Electoral Coalition, or CASACE, say they have noted irregularities in the election preparations. The Electoral Commission has dismissed the allegations and maintained that the vote will be free and fair. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
Venezuela's recently ousted chief prosecutor today accused President Nicolas Maduro of participating in acts of corruption, saying she would turn over proof that would help other countries prosecute. Luisa Ortega Diaz spoke during a meeting of a trade bloc prosecutor in the capital of Brasilia, Brazil. Ortega was removed by a new pro-government constitutional assembly in early August. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.